September 11, he writes, has brought an attack mainly against our tolerant consumerism of all images. And at the same time, the great strike against one of our temples, the World Trade Center, and the architectural wonder of its high columns touching the sky. We watched the disaster in real time, the equivalent to what must have been in 356 BC, the fire at the Artemision. To extend the scope of the proposed comparison, Sternemann turned his attention to the victim of Herostratus' rage, the goddess Artemis. He noted many of her associations with transition, her rule over the boundary between the civilized and the savage, the space between the city and the forest, and in human life, her special care for female puberty. What better place, he reasoned, could be chosen for a temple in honor of such a goddess than Ephesus? At the transitional zone between the Greek world and its otherness, between the West and the East, these musings led Sternemann to a consideration of Alexander the Great's career as the embodiment of the first large globalization movement. According to Sternemann, Alexander took a unifying Western vision of the world as a foundation for an empire, and it was from that same vision that Herostratus felt himself excluded. The parallel between the temple and the towers holds, Sternemann argues, despite the fact that Herostratus sought recognition, while the current terrorist seems not to mind his remaining anonymous. The apparent inconsistency of motivation dissolves, he feels, when we recognize that the suicidal martyr becomes a hero before his people. The paranoid sending white powder through the post perpetuates himself by spreading his personal beliefs. All these violent acts have a symbolic component, and all of them are in the pursuit of some sort of abstract immortality. Sternemann points out that Herostratus was also anonymous when he set fire to the temple, and his anonymity was a precondition for the motive and means of his crime. Sternemann believes that September 11 would not be feasible in a world where the Alexandrian impulse had not got close to its extreme. Technological knowledge has shortened, civilized, all distances to the same extent that it has exposed our own precariousness. He counsels, however, that the World Trade Center's fall should not blind us to the activity of Herostratus' followers in other arenas of violence. We should not concentrate too much on the attacks. Herostratus is not to be restricted to Islamic fundamentalists. He could easily be seen as a typically American phenomenon, like the teenager who initiates a shooting at his own school. We can find his traces in Oklahoma City, or in the middle-aged citizen who massacred politicians at the House of Representatives in Zug, Switzerland, or in any young and uneducated individual from a third-world country who sees in a gun his only gateway to achievement, all willing to touch history, all dying for immortality. The works discussed above exemplify the wide range of commentaries on Herostratus's thematic relationship with the September 11 attacks.